Hello, welcome to Some of the Good Stuff. Kim and Mike Burge hosting today, sharing some good information to help make your day go a little brighter. Don't you think, Mike?
Indeed, we will attempt to do that. And I'm going to share another one of those ghost stories of the Old West.
I like those.
A little short one for you today.
Okay, very good. And I've got how to know when you're too old to trick or treat.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Okay.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, so how do you know when you are too old to trick or treat?
When the Kit Kats run out.
That might be a good point. Well, I've got the top 10 things that tell you you're too old to trick or treat. Number 10 is you get winded from knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah, that would
that would do it. Number 9, you have to have another kid chew the candy for you.
Oh, no.
Number 8, you asked for high fiber candy only.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Okay. Number 7 of when you're too old to trick or treat, when someone drops a candy bar in your bag, you lose your balance and fall over.
Might be too old.
Yep. And number 6, people say, great, Boris Karloff mask. And you're not wearing a mask.
I seen that one
coming.
Yeah,
no kidding. Number 5, when the door opens, you yell trick or, and you can't remember the rest. By the end of the night, you have a bag full of restraining orders.
Oh, yeah. Well, stay away from my door and my kids.
Yeah, I guess so. Number 3, you have to carefully choose a costume that won't dislodge your hairpiece. Number 2, you're the only Power Ranger in the neighborhood with a walker. And the number 1 reason seniors should not go trick-or-treating, you keep having to go home to go potty.
Oh, well, yeah, it's rude to ask to use the restroom.
Yep, that's right.
You ever hear of the Headless Horseman of Texas?
Yeah.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to share
I can't
a
tell
bit
you a
that.
Story, oh. But isn't the Headless Horseman kind of famous?
Well, but that wasn't necessarily from Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, jolly good. Enlighten me.
Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
Anyway, during the days of the Old West, it was the Texas Rangers who protected the Lone Star State from outlaws and gunslingers. It was two Rangers, Creed Taylor and William Alexander Anderson, Bigfoot Wallace, who would create the legend of El Muerto, the Headless One. In the 19th century, they were hunting a criminal known as Vidal along the Mexican border. Vidal had been wreaking havoc all over Texas, so when the Rangers caught them, they wanted to set an example. They beheaded him, tied his head to his saddle, and sent his horse with his headless body running off into the night. It is said that the Headless Horseman has still been seen riding the area at night, even over 100 years later. That's the story of the Headless Horseman of Texas.
There you go.
There you go.
It's interesting how long that story's been around. It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. And here are some stupid questions for you.
I've got stupid answers for
All
you.
All right. After they make styrofoam, what do they ship it in?
I don't know.
Before they invented drawing boards, what did they go back to?
The chalkboard.
There you go. There you go. I don't know. Can you buy an entire chess set in a pawn shop?
Well, that's a good question, too. I don't know if you can just buy the pawns. I don't know if you'd be able to get the rooks and the bishops and those guys.
I don't know. And can you get cavities in your dentures if you use too much artificial sweeteners? Do blind Eskimos have seeing-eye sled dogs?
I don't know. Did you think of those?
Oh, heavens no. I'm not exactly sure where they came from, but I thought that they were cute.
Some good things to ponder over coffee and a donut today.
That's right.
What else do you have today?
Well, I think it's time for some more sentences that actually appear in church bulletins or announcements from church. What do you think of that?
Those are always good ones.
Yeah. The sermon this morning, Jesus walks on the water. The sermon tonight, searching for Jesus.
Oh, that's not a good connotation on that.
Poor timing. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands.
Cheap.
Yeah, don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help.
Boy, those are interesting.
They are. They're pretty funny. It's just said just quite not correctly. Miss Charlene Mason sang, "I will not pass this way again," giving obvious pleasure to the congregation.
Didn't like her singing there.
I guess not.
All right. Thanks for sharing those. And if you folks out there have something to share, send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. That's the good stuff.